President Donald Trump has made several new policy proposals. Some have taken effect. Some are in legal limbo. Others have yet to be effectuated. Let's see where the public stands on the roster with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
So did you run each of some 15 proposals past respondents?
We did exactly that. We asked for each one, do you agree with this, do you disagree with it, or do you not know enough to say? And we end up with a very interesting rank order of what Americans taken as a whole want the president to do out of all the things that he has talked about. And two of these come to the top. The government requiring companies to allow employees who have children to have a family leave. He proposed that in his State of the Union address in January, his address to Congress. Hadn't done much about it since then, but certainly he proposed that. Americans love the idea, Democrats and Republicans all together. That's the number one thing he can do. Number two, $1 trillion for infrastructure. This is clearly approved of by both Democrats and Republicans. Overwhelmingly, they say yes. And you know, Trump's reading the data. He did an interview with the New York Times this week, and he said to the reporters interviewing him, you know, infrastructure is very popular with the American public. So he said he would go on and try to tie that in with tax reform or a new health care plan because he knew infrastructure is the one thing that you've got many, many Americans supporting.
Well, if he's reading the numbers, clearly most people were not on board with the replacement plan offered by Republicans to the Affordable Care Act.
That's right. And of course, the plan bombed. They couldn't bring it to a vote in the House. Our data, and we've looked at this very carefully because it's complex, clearly show one thing, Dave, above all else, that Americans do support the idea of tweaks to the Affordable Care Act. Now, if you give them three choices, that is the public three choices, one of which is to keep it and don't touch it, one of which is to keep the ACA but make significant changes to it, and the other is to R&R. That is, repeal and replace it, you have just 30% who will choose that last option, with almost half saying keep it but make tweaks to it, and a smaller number saying keep it and don't touch it.
Frank, if you're using the term tweaking, that implies that perhaps more Americans like the Affordable Care Act than perhaps they even did under President Obama's tenure.
They do. We just updated our question that we've been asking for a number of years now about basic support for the Affordable Care Act. We're up to 55%. That's the highest that we've seen, clear majority support for the Affordable Care Act in our polling. It had been support had been even, you know, break even with support and lack of support down to the 40% range, but a clear bump up. A lot of Democrats now are saying yes, and some independents are more likely to say yes. As a result of all this discussion to the Affordable Care Act, I guess the bottom line is, it's not looking so bad to a number of Americans who previously said they didn't support it.
Family leave, infrastructure, health care. What else was on the list?
Building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico gets less support than any of the other 15 proposals that we looked at. A clear message from the American public is put your emphasis on other things, not on building a wall.
During the Obama administration, many Republicans on principle thwarted efforts to advance his agenda. Now with Trump in the White House, we're seeing some evidence of the opposite effect. Do Americans want their representatives of whichever political stripe to act on principle?
This is really fascinating, and there's been a flip. Democrats, when we asked previously about cooperation, and when we asked about it previously, we didn't specify the specific parties. We said as a matter of principle, should your elected representatives try to compromise to get things done, or should they stick to principles even if things don't get done? And Democrats clearly said, and this was while Obama was in the White House, Democrats clearly were much more likely than Republicans to say compromise. Let's turn it around. We just ask, what should Democratic leaders do now in terms of their relationship with Trump? We were very specific this time, and all of a sudden we've got the majority of Democrats who are saying, wait a minute, we think our Democratic leaders should stick to principles and not compromise with Donald Trump. So for Democrats, in principle, compromise sounds good. When it comes down to specifics of Democratic leaders cooperating with Trump, all of a sudden they say, wait a minute, I think our leaders should stick to principle.
Frank, not much surprise that folks who gather around the water cooler at WHYY and presumably Gallup are inordinately talking about politics. It's part and parcel of what we do here. But in general, in the American workplace, are employees talking a lot about politics now?
They are. We just asked workers nationwide, is there more discussion of politics over the last 4 months at your place of employment than there was previously? And almost 6 out of 10 say yes. We then followed up and say, well, is this a good thing or a bad thing? And the majority of Americans said, workers said it didn't matter. But we had about 20% of workers who said it was a negative, having a negative effect at their place of employment. And that's more than said it was having a positive effect. And when we probed those people who said this discussion of politics was negative, they talked about a lot of different things, but it included this idea of clashes between different groups of political opponents who are now fighting with each other in the workplace instead of getting along as they should be.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.